The rain was coming down in sheets. The swells were so high that they brought the rubber boats up, and then they would drop down 15 or 20 feet, so you had to make the jump from the submarine into the boat when it was at its zenith. Then you'd have to wait for the next guy, because you couldn't jump in two at a time. I remember when it came my time to jump, and I thought, if I miss that son of a bitch, I'm going down like a rock. Luckily, I made it into the boat. The water would go up, and when it would hit the top of the submarine, it would come down like you were under a waterfall. We tried starting the motors, but the motors wouldn't start. Now we got two things going against us. It was slow as hell getting off and getting into a formation, and secondly, our motors won't start. There was the feeling that time was running away from us. We were paddling like hell. We knew that we're going to land, but we were supposed to land at 5 a.m., and you could see all the boats milling around. Most didn't have power. Things were pretty fucked up. If you had any intelligence at all, you knew that everybody was going the wrong way, which they couldn't help. The second thing you knew was that the sun was going to be coming up in about 45 minutes, and if you weren't on the beach and moving out, you were in tough straits. What Colonel Carlson did, he made the rounds of all the boats, and he said, "Head to the beach and follow me." So we furiously paddled for the beach. We landed at the beach about 5 a.m., and I think that was about an hour before sunup. When we hit the beach, the schedule called for specific assignments off of a landmark. So boat number 1 landed on the right, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. To the left or the other way, I can't remember. The first modification was to say, "Follow me," so in we went. This was a good example of Colonel Carlson's leadership. It was part of the training that he had put his officers and non-commissioned officers and these privates through so that they could handle any adversity. That's very important in my mind. Eventually, we made it to the beach, and all of a sudden, this BAR goes off, and you say, "Jesus, they can hear that in Tokyo." So they're going to be up waiting for us, and we aren't even ready to move off the beach yet. We put our boats under the tree and camouflaged them and all that, and now we're laying down there waiting to get the order to move out. That was a very apprehensive time of trepidation, because you said, "Well, wait a minute. We're supposed to already be killing these guys while they're sleeping in their bunks. Now we haven't even left the beach yet, and we told them we're here." Dean Winters, 2nd Raider Battalion. Shortly after landing, the Raiders attacked Macon's Japanese garrison. The Japanese stubbornly defended the island, inflicting heavy casualties on the Raiders.